problem to him.
The fuck was that?
It's a kid's game. My mom and I, we're in the car a lot.
Well, you're no kid.
You don't scare me,
no? No, I don't believe I do I? But your mama taught you well.
Yeah, she did. So what's your mama's excuse?
Slow bug yellow. What, you don't want to play no more?
Yay!
See, there it goes.
Hey!
Hello, everyone.
Had a little microphone difficulty, which is kind of annoying, but, you know, we did some mic checks with, If I Could Turn Back Time. Come on, Napier. Give us a little solo.
If I Could Turn Back Time. Well, the worst part of it now is, like, we're all just going to be staring at the screen, like, checking the levels.
Well, fortunately for everyone, the microphone that's having the trouble is mine, so, I mean, you know, if you guys start riffing, you know, I'll just, you know, turn it off and go take a shit or something, so.
Oh, there's blood in my piss.
Well, I listened to the last one. I thought it was fine. You guys were freaking out the entire time about how bad it was.
We edited out some of the badness.
Oh, did you?
That used to be longer.
Yeah, it was a lot longer. We edited out the bad, and that was what was left. I mean, it was shitty, but it was more shitty before.
Oh, well, what was left wasn't bad. I was like, what are you guys talking about? Like, you like were texting me like, oh, so bad.
Yeah, we edited out some failures. There was more failure packed into one episode than normal.
Yeah, it wasn't good, but, you know, they can't all be zingers, I guess.
Well, and coming off the Clayton Dildo Factory...
Yeah, I mean, how do you top that?
You can't. There's only one direction to go in.
Yeah. Oh boy.
You want to hear my favorite part from that one?
I liked the ladies. Just because you have a certain amount of eggs doesn't mean you should use all of them. I thought that was pretty good.
That was good. My favorite comment was the when you called Sarah she huggles, which is great. Cause, and I don't know if anyone like caught that, but like the joke for that is, you know, Nick. His last name is not really Huggleford, but we'll call him Huggleford because on his like mailing list, anytime he signs up for anything, he puts Huggleford. So that way, when he gets like a piece of junk mail and it says Nick Huggleford, he knows it's bullshit. So anyway, so we all call him Huggleford, and then you know, of course, he's got the man crush on me. And so
I kept waiting to you know insert that in there, but you
that was so funny. I died when she huggles, and obviously you know. Nick, you know, you don't have a man crush on me, and I'm not giving you shit. But you have to admit that's funny. Like, that's really funny.
No, he does. He does. I mean, I never noticed it before you brought it up to me.
I didn't bring it up.
Oh, you totally brought it up. Bullshit. You were like, oh man, Nick, he wants my nuts.
I did not bring.
Have you ever seen how he looks into your eyes like when you're around?
He gives you
those little eyes that just know that he'd like to be hugged by you all night to feel safe and warm and secure.
Not sad that I even brought it up, but that I thought that was hilarious.
Napier, you got an email. I can tell it's from you. It's from, God, where's this?
The African Princess?
Yeah, the African Princess in Burkina Faso, West Africa. And her name is Miss Stella Kipkalia Konez. And she has this fortune that her father left her that she can only get to it if you guys get married or if you show some good faith in, like, you know, sending her a bunch of money.
Oh.
Obviously, she's a big fan.
Yeah.
And she heard the sound of your sexy voice, and she wants to get married. So,
well, if she's listening, my only way to get married, like the only way I'll ever get married to anyone ever, is with a trust exercise. That's where I put my penis in your butt and pee in it. And you have to accept my piss.
Like the whole piss or just a little bit to try
no,
it out?
No, I'm talking about like we go to the movies first and I drink one of those big ass movie things and I don't pee during the movie. And then we have to go home first. We have to drive all the way home. And it has to be an annoying long time. And Then once we get home, I sort of pound my penis until I can somehow make it hard with all the piss that's in me, and then I just unleash it into your anus. And while I do this, I kind of slap your vag around.
Does she have to hold it for a specific amount of time, or can she then let it go once you've completed your piss?
No. Well, after I'm done peeing, she can do whatever she wants to with it. Like, she can put it in a jar if she wishes. But I get to, but the entire time, I have a camera trained on her face, so that I get to watch her face later on.
And this is required.
Yeah,
you...
this is required. If I ever
so,
do
it's like you go by the ring.
No. That's
oh, this is before you.
Yeah,
this
no. That is my marriage proposal.
Huh,
honey.
Honey,
let's go see a movie. And she'll be thinking, "Is this the movie? Is
yeah,
this the time?"
Yeah.
On the way home, she's like, "Honey, do you need to stop somewhere?" No, I don't.
No.
I didn't see it all for you. I didn't see you get up to use the bathroom. I don't have to go right now.
She's like blushing. She's like, tonight might be the night.
This is the night I'm going to tell my babies about after I accept his piss.
I don't know why they remind me, but something that killed me about Napier is this weekend we had, for those that you know don't know, and that would be everyone who listens to this, we were at a party on Saturday, and it was for one of our friends, and like, his parents were there because it was kind of
and his grandparents.
And his grandparents. His parents and his grandparents were there. And here's Napier, like, in the middle of the room talking about, literally, ocelot sphincters. Ocelot sphincters. And being
what,
like,
what do you about, even, what do you say about those?
I was going about, like, to harvesting them. And then, of course, the dildo burning factory comes up and all that shit.
Oh, well, how could
literally
it not?
Literally, his grandparents are in the rooms, like, sitting there.
What did they think of the...
They didn't give a
shit.
They
didn't say anything.
They didn't want to be financial backers for it or anything?
Well, I wasn't going there to ask them for money. I mean, that would have been rude. You don't do that on somebody's bachelor funeral parlor friend time.
I love that, because Napier had just no qualms about doing it. He didn't, do one of the look-arounds, where you're about to tell, a racist joke and do, the look.
Like, before you tell a racist joke, you make sure there isn't
any
colored people in the room.
But, of course not. Napier's just like... So the dildos, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, Napier, as we've become kind of, business entrepreneurs and we've looked into the possibilities of, opening our own business, I've been paying attention to businesses more, and I've noticed that it seems to be this new generation of whippersnappers. Really, there is no customer service anymore. They'll give you your receipt and then just look at you like, why are you still standing here? Well, I'm waiting for, thank you, have a nice day or something so that I can respond and then say thank you, have a nice day back.
Right.
And I mean, I'm kind of a prick, but if I work in customer service, then at a certain point you have to acknowledge that there's somebody standing there and be somewhat friendly to them.
Okay, this is what I've learned from working at a cable company that will remain nameless. The customer is always right, unless they're wrong.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, ultimately, you have to play by the rules to a certain extent and show some sort of courtesy, small talk, what have you, to at least acknowledge that there's someone standing there and, say, hi, how you doing, thank you, bye, whatever the
fuck. We don't live in that world anymore.
But we should, is what I'm saying. The dildo factory needs to bring it back. When they bring their dildos to us, we need to accept them graciously.
Thank you.
But there's pretty much just a drop-off facility. I mean, we're not even going to have phones.
Well, then we need a thank you sign. That way, at least they can read the thank you.
Okay, how about this? How about every time somebody sends in a dildo, we send them a congratulation letter telling them how awesome they are, and then a picture of Clayton burning it.
It's not going to be my job to take pictures of Clayton.
No, it'll be on the webcam. It'll be when you go down the slide at Six Flags.
Oh, it'll
take
be automated.
Picture. Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those, Sally Struthers, adopt this African baby boy, we'll send you pictures for 20 cents a month. It'll be like, donate your dildo and we'll give you a picture of Clayton burning it.
It'd be like when you go down the log flume at Six Flags. Yeah. It'll be a reaction shot to your dildo when he pulls it out of the box. Look at that dildo!
I once got kicked out of Six Flags for flipping off one of those cameras. Like, when I was, like, in middle school, we thought it'd be hilarious to go...
They got you, like, when you got off the ride?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, we were smart ass?
I think it... I'm trying to think. I think we're... Well, obviously, we're standing around waiting, just, like, waiting for it to come up on screen so we could, like, laugh like retards. And sure enough, we're all laughing at it, and they're like, security... And, you know, kicks out.
Wow, of the three of us, if they had, like, a trivia question to see who got kicked out of Six Flags,
you'd probably be
third, I would imagine, under, like, people who...
That's what's going to make it a good trivia question.
I mean, Napier, you know, is probably most likely to get kicked off an airplane.
I've never been kicked off anything in my life except for the time I, you know, angered a... It was like a hockey card shop and baseball card shop, and... basically told him, like, oh, I have this card. Do you want to buy it? And he said, yeah. And I said, okay, let's look in the book. And he says, oh, okay. And I looked in the book, and it was this amount. And I said, okay, you can have this for that amount. He said, no, I got to make a profit. And I said, oh, okay, well, I guess you can go suck dicks.
Ooh.
And then he said, okay, well, I guess you can get out of my store.
I was asked to leave a library one time.
Why, because you were being fucking loud?
No, I got pissed off because a guy... butted in line, and I made a comment about how he shouldn't butt in line.
In a library? How long was the line?
Well, I mean, there was a line, and then this guy just kind of, like, walked up to the front and, you know, started, and I just said, you know, oh, wow, were we all, you know, standing in the wrong line? I don't understand. And the librarian, you know, said, sir, you know, it's not a big deal. Just calm down. I was like, oh, well, you know, what do we... that was in my youth when I was still angry. I'm less angry now.
So they told you to leave?
Then I kind of got mad that she was, you know, dismissing what I was saying, and so I continued to, you know, act out a little bit.
I got kicked out of a Target. I just remembered that.
Is this a secret?
Were you jacking off at Target?
Okay, you know that Target over on Lindbergh? Remember when it first opened?
Yeah.
That Christmas, I had bought this game, like NHL, whatever, and somebody bought it for me for Christmas. Like, oh, well, I guess I don't need this piece of shit. So I go in on it. Excuse
Ooh,
me.
Wow.
I bring it back, and I'm waiting in customer service in a line, and then I get waited on, and this fat, dumb whore, this blonde little bitch... started flipping her goddamn tits, and she screamed, oh, we're just getting in lines now. Nobody's taking numbers, because she took a number, and apparently I didn't take a number. Like a fucking asshole, I just picked a fucking line, and I stood in it, and I waited my goddamn turn, and sure enough, fat tits didn't get in line, and she just grabbed a number and started flipping her goddamn shit. And I told her that maybe if she stood in line more and actually waited her turn like an adult, maybe she'd lose some of the fat off of her goddamn ass. And then me and her just went back and forth, and security kicked us both out.
Napier.
Yeah.
I can't tell if my microphone's working right now.
Your microphone's working, you whore.
Wait. Shh.
If I could turn back time.
Clearly working.
It's working.
I would take back all the words that hurt you.
Looks like it.
Mike,
working.
Do you want to talk about your work review? I thought that would be a very funny topic.
Oh no, we shouldn't talk about that.
Okay, we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Why can't we talk about that?
Apparently, I'm blah, and I need to be less blah.
Says who?
My boss.
If that's
the worst thing my boss ever said to me, yeah. I would be so thankful.
No, I was given a final warning at my job to be less blah.
I love that. I love, because it's not, you know, business lingo where they're all lax motivation, lax effort.
No.
It's just blah.
I exude way too much blah, and I need to, you know... have less blah in my daily life.
Wow.
Yeah. So, we were talking about Reign of Fire and Kevin Costner, and I want to know which one it is that we need to talk about first.
Oh, man.
I'm going to ask you about both of them.
God, both. I think we'll do Costner since we lead into the...
Yeah, since you brought it up, I'd never heard that story before. I've just been in this major Kevin Costner...
Napier, did you hear me tell the story on Saturday?
No, what happened?
Okay, well, it's not like one of my stories. It's this like urban legend with Kevin Costner and Cal Urban Jr.
Kind of like Rod Stewart needed to get all the semen pumped out of his stomach,
yeah, and like you know Richard
Gere had the
gerbil
in his ass. And
so
yeah.
this do you know who Cal Urban Jr. is? The baseball player.
Yeah,
he had the longest streak of games in history. So the story goes that one day Cal Urban Jr. leaves for the ballpark and forget something at home. So he's almost to the ballpark, has to turn around and rush home. Forgot his glove, keys, whatever it was. Walks in the door, and Kevin Costner's banging his wife.
Well, that's awesome.
Okay. So he's in the middle of the streak, like the biggest streak of games, you know, in history.
Had he already broken the record at this point, or was he almost there? Or?
I'm not sure. It doesn't matter, because either way, it's like you don't want the streak to end on.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
So he calls his manager and says, look, I'm not going to make it. There's a dispute at home. There's a family issue. I'm not going to make it. And the word gets to the owner, and the owner's like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And he creates a, air quotes, electrical failure at the ballpark. So all the lights shut off, and they can't start the game for, like, 2 more hours. So it buys them enough time to get back, play the game, and continue the streak.
Why did he have to wait? I mean, was Kevin Costner just... He was just going to wait till Kevin Costner was done fucking his wife?
No, he had to deal with...
I'll wait till you're finished!
Hold on, friends, I gotta watch this!
No, presumably he had to beat Kevin Costner's ass for a couple hours first, and then he had to get to the... Like, he wouldn't have time to get home, so he's like, I'll buy you a few hours.
Okay, picture this. You're the owner of a sports stadium. Your number one player says... I can't make it in. I'm holding this movie star at gunpoint because his dick's in my wife, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to be able to play baseball again because I'm about to murder a fucker.
And he says,
hold
I'll
on.
Buy you an hour.
Yeah, hold on, wait. Do you need 2 hours?
Yes.
Could you stop murdering Kevin Costner by, say, 8:30?
Do you think you can get all your licks in by then? Will the broom fail by then?
I can think of worse people to catch your wife fucking. I mean, at least she's fucking Kevin Costner.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if he came home and, you know, she was fucking, you know, Ted the janitor or...
Eric the Midget.
Yeah, Eric the Midget. That would be a bummer, but... You
well,
know,
the
fucking Kevin Costner.
Time,
I mean, you would almost, you know, come in and say, understandable, you know?
Well, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was just a discussion of, hey, I can't make it in. I've got to discuss that, you know, I'm okay with... what's going on in my house.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, you know, while he's fucking his wife, he'd be like, so, how, you know, was Susan Sarandon good to work with?
Did you ad-lib any lines in Bull Durham?
Yeah,
well, it's funny because since then I've, like, looked it up, and, of course, everywhere says it's fake and it's not true.
Yeah.
But I like to think it's true. It's one of those that it's better to just believe it's true because it's so awesome. Like, the other great one is the... Michael Jordan, you know, retired after winning 3 championships and played baseball for, like, 2 years and then came back and won 3 more championships with the Bulls. Well, the theory is that he's such a gambling degenerate that at some point they caught him betting on games, and they're like, we have to suspend you. We won't kick you out of the league but for life, but we have to suspend you. And they cut some deal, like, we won't come out and say that. You're just going to go say you have to go play baseball and, you know, go on with your life. And then you can come back in 2 years. It's not going to be an official suspension.
Oh, because that would kill basketball.
It'd be huge. Yeah. It'd be this huge scandal.
Yeah.
So they're just like, it's better for both of us if you just go away for a while.
Yeah.
Again, everyone's come out and said that's not true. But why the fuck would he leave and go play minor league baseball for 2 years?
And suck at it.
Yeah, and suck at it. Why would you do that?
That's a good
question. It's better to think it's true. I hope it's true.
I think that sounds like it should be true. Even if it's not true, it is.
There are some things that make movies better. Do you remember the last Matrix movie where Neo got all of his super magic powers away from the Matrix? One thing to keep in mind that will make that movie better if you just ignore that he's in the real world and that he's always in the Matrix. Then that actually makes sense.
You know,
because it's never explained.
There's a whole article. You guys ever read Crack.com?
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. There's a whole article about, like, these movie concepts where if you believe them, it makes the movie better. And, yeah, another one of my favorite movies of all time is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And it's like, think about it as if Ferris Bueller never existed. It's all in Cameron's head. It's like a Fight Club thing where it's all in his head and, like, you know, gives it a whole new layer of meaning. Like, that's awesome.
That is exactly where I got it from.
Oh, yeah, I love that one, though. That, you know, it's
it
just,
does. It actually makes the movie better. I tried it.
It makes way more sense.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense that Neo runs around with magical powers.
Well, you know what makes no sense no matter how you slice it? Reign of Fire.
Ooh! Zing!
Segway!
Right in there.
Have you seen Reign of Fire? Have you heard? Do you know? Oh, we've talked about this on Saturday, didn't we?
No.
Oh, I keep...
He jumped in at the tail end of the conversation, I think. But
so, I go to New York this week, and my friend Kyle there, who, by the way, listens to this, or at least has listened to a few of them, he said.
Yeah.
We love bad movies and ridiculous movies and overacting and stuff like that. Oh, Reign of Fire is so awesome. It's this dragon movie with Christian Bale, Matthew McConaughey, and Gerard Butler. Those are the three leads in it. And it's about dragons. It's like a post-apocalyptic world where dragons, like, run the earth. And they've come out of hibernation. They were apparently in hibernation for hundreds of years. And they come out and they run the earth. And, like, Christian Bale is in this castle. It's the last, like, stronghold of people, you know, on the planet. And then here comes Matthew McConaughey with some tanks from Kentucky. The castle's in, like, England. Yeah. And they're like, we got here from Kentucky. We're here to kill some dragons. And they're like, how the fuck did you get here from Kentucky? There's no planes. There's no anything. Like, oh, there was one plane left, and we got here. But then we got here, it got destroyed. It's gone now. Like, it's like,
fuck.
Yeah, and McConaughey's, like, shaved head, goatee, like, just juiced out of his mind, tattoos all over the place, and every single scene he just overacts and makes it this the biggest deal ever. It is fantastic. We have to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you know, good.
I always thought if that movie was made in Japan, like, the dragons would go around and fuck the high school girls. That'd be so goddamn,
like,
awesome.
They don't survive on ash. They survive on rape.
Yeah, that's how they live. They live to rape. Like, what are you going to have for dinner? Rape? What are you going to have? I'm going to have some rape.
That was another one. We're at the party, again, with the parents and grandparents, like, in the kitchen. Napier's explaining tentacle porn to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
in the middle, like, with grandma and grandpa. Well,
yeah, Chris, I don't have a filter. What the fuck?
Chris was saying something to me about how I was telling the, you know, whoever's in here sucks dick story. He was like, you were saying that right in front of my grandparents, and I guess I can't ask you not to be you. I was like, yeah, well, okay.
Nobody's ever said anything like that to me ever. They just expect it. You know, like the retarded kid who shits himself?
Yeah.
Like, you just expect him to shit himself? And everybody just expects me to come in and talk about pussy farts.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I can expect it, too. I'm not saying change anything. I'm just saying you'll never meet my grandparents. I'll tell you that.
Like, I talk to my grandparents like that all the time.
I'm keeping mine as far away from you guys as possible.
Why? Are they sensitive?
You're not going to tell your grandparents that you're like, involved in the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast?
Probably not.
Grandma! You're going to send out the Christmas newsletter? It's Grandma, like, guess what I did this year?
To me, this is kind of like doing Playboy.
Yeah.
Because I like it. I'm proud of it. I'll show it to my friends and be like, hey, you know, this is funny. I will never tell my parents about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to ever see.
You're ashamed of us, Jesse?
I'm not ashamed. They wouldn't get it. They wouldn't understand.
He's ashamed. You can tell just
ashamed,
by the sound of his voice.
So
where are your genital warts?
Well, yeah. If you want to put it that way, then yes.
Napier, you are Jesse's genital warts. How does it feel?
It feels kind of itchy.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember who. I was listening to the radio, and somebody was talking about I think he was 18. He was posing as a female on Facebook, and he was finding all of the boys in his high school class, and he was, you know, talking to him like he was some hot girl and blah, 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 getting them to send him nudes, and then he was blackmailing them into blowing him so that he wouldn't show everybody in the school their nudes.
Who would say yes to that?
Yeah, like, please don't show pictures of my penis. I'll suck your dick. I mean, no. You know what? So, Napier...
I guess I don't have shame, because I wouldn't care.
Well, even if you had a certain degree of shame, wouldn't it coming out that you're blowing dudes be much worse than...
Like 100 million times worse?
I mean, now all of those kids, everybody knows they sucked a dick.
Yeah.
That's much worse than you see in my penis.
Than having genitals.
Well, no, did they, like, say who he blackmailed?
Don't they have locker rooms anyway? Aren't they going to see their dicks anyway?
I never got naked in one of the locker rooms.
I want to know how it worked. I want to know, like, how many blowjobs this guy's
They said that of the 15 that he tried it on, 7 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good
batting average there.
And he videotaped it.
Oh, it's for more blackmail.
Yeah.
Are these kids idiots?
Dumbest kids ever.
Now. Yeah.
Thanks for sending me new pictures of yourself. Come to my house where I can videotape you blowing.
Don't you think if you were the judge in that case, you would just have those kids executed? Be like, you're way too dumb.
Think of
how many times in your life. Yeah, how old? You're 27.
Seven?
20, you don't know? Do you need to think about it? 26? Think of how many times in your 26 years of life that common sense has stopped you from being dead.
Such as?
The red hand means I should stop.
Oh, yeah.
There might be a bus coming.
Right.
Now, people that you see every day without common sense, how have they made it this far? Like you.
Here's a great point. Here's a great point. You know what Napier just did? He fucking pointed to himself. We're all on radio. No one can see you point at yourself.
Exactly.
Exactly. But see, that wouldn't kill you, obviously.
How are you not dead?
I'm incredibly lucky.
But the other thing is, with the Napier time vortex, really it's only a matter of like a year or two, because so much time will disappear between your times you're actually living that you don't have much time left. What are you doing here talking to us? Well, you need to go out and live, buddy. I mean, the next 48 hours, you're going to disappear.
Okay, let me tell you a story about...
Every day is like 5 days in between. Wait, is my mic working?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you a story. And I assume this is true. This is one of those little Hollywood celebrity things.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a segue into the Napier Time Vortex. Okay, Chris McFarland, the guy who, you know, does Family Guy.
Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane. Apparently, he was supposed to be on one of the flights.
9/11.
On 9/11. Yeah. And he got drunk the night before and hung over and couldn't make the flight. So he missed the flight and didn't die in a, you know, burning plane crash.
Yeah.
Because he was, just a chronic fucking drunk. He lives.
Yeah.
I'm chronically late everywhere, and by stroke of luck, whatever bus is supposed to hit me where I'm supposed to be, I'm not there because I'm lazy.
2 hours.
So yeah. your laziness outweighs your lack of common sense.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm incredibly lucky. Do you remember the time at the Little Harrah's where I got all the correct doors and won Nichols?
Nichols.
That's your thing for being lucky? One time?
Yeah, one time he won a bunch of nickels.
The slot machine?
Name one time we've been to that little goddamn boat that I haven't walked out.
Napier does have an uncanny... You know the bonus games in the penny slots and stuff? You know when you like pick a door and then you get another chance to pick another door and then you get another chance? Napier has an uncanny ability to get you all the way to the end in those games.
Wow.
He's really like a good luck charm. I rub his balls for good luck all the time.
I won you $50 on a nickel.
Nah, I liked it.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
You put a nickel in the machine, you automatically got $50.
Yeah.
It was great. I don't know if you've heard
And I'd be sad if you were dead.
Well, I would be too. Well, I guess no. I wouldn't be sad if I was dead.
You'd probably be dead. Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't give a shit.
Me and Sarah won $1,000 at the boat a few weeks ago, and it was so awesome because it was a penny slot.
Ooh.
And it was the first pull, so... We're walking around the casino and it was packed, so we're like looking for an empty slot machine just to kill, you know, some time, and we find one, and we're like, oh, we'll do this one. So Sarah puts in $10, and she's like putting her wallet away, like not even paying attention, hits the button, $1,000, bam, like that. Meanwhile, there's people on both sides of us, it's like these little old ladies who had probably been there since noon, like chugging away at these things, and me and Sarah sitting there going, did we win the jackpot? Is that is the top one? Is that it? Like, is that what that means? And they're just sitting there like, damn it, fucking kids. You know, we won the like the top progressive pot you could possibly win for this penny slot in one pull. And I'm pretty sure they went and jumped off the garage later that night.
Were they the old ladies that were smoking while attached to oxygen?
Pretty much.
Oh, God, what about Homeless Eric? Is he still up there?
I haven't seen Homeless Eric in a while. I'm worried.
Why are you worried?
Well, because I hope he's all right. I've seen his dick.
We've all seen his dick.
That's why you hope he's all right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain bond when you see a man's dick that you don't expect to see. Wow. To where you're like, oh, well, now I'm concerned for their well-being. You know,
okay.
We're forever linked in me seeing his dick.
Is it the story that he went to go buy a personal pan pizza from Jenny and the electrical cord he was...
It was Nikki.
Oh, Nikki!
Yeah. Oh, man. I hated her. You have a whole dance dedicated to how much you hate Nikki.
Yeah, it was a topless
dance. Yeah, I hate Nikki dance for Jesse.
No.
I know it's radio, but Jesse
needs
I'll
to do
see
it later when we're not on the radio.
I mean, I'll laugh. That.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you'll laugh.
You're not going to do the dance?
No.
Well, now we hyped it up. Now you got to do
it. Well, it's not like anybody's going to see it. What are you hyping up? You're hyping up a visual. And we're out.
Maybe
we're
I don't have any common sense either. But
so
yeah.
I was reading today that one of the top stories on Yahoo was, so you know the song "You're So Vain" by Carly Simon.
Yeah,
and it's like another "You're So Vain" myth debunked, and it's like because no one knows who the song's about, and it's like
he does.
Apparently he does.
Yeah.
No, they say, oh, it's Mick Jagger. Oh, it's this person. Oh, it's Paul Simon. Like they have all these like. People, it's supposed to be someone famous.
She should just say so that people quit speculating and thinking she's a whore and she's fucked
so
everybody.
It's so fucking annoying to me because how old is that song? It had to be from the 70s, so
yeah,
at this point it's pushing 30, 40 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's not that guy. It's, you know, debunked and said, not this guy. Who gives a fuck who this song is about? It makes me so mad. I don't know why.
Some people have nothing else better to do with their lives than try to figure out weird conspiracy
theories. Well, then here's the other thing about that, and I don't know if you've heard this or not. So, for charity, she does an auction on eBay. She says, whoever wins this auction, I will tell you who the song's about under the release that you can never tell anybody who the song's about. So, Dick Ibersol, I think it's who it was, the NBC guy, wins for like... I don't remember what it was, an ungodly amount of money. More than $1 million.
No.
Yes. I have to look it up and see.
Just so that Carly Simon will call you and tell you what
walk up and
say a name
in his ear and
then move on.
It's about Mick Jagger. And see you later. Congratulations, that was $3 million of your life.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking annoying you? That kills me.
You know what's even better? Fucking, what was that dude who came in? Mr. Chemtrails.
Oh, the chemtrails guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy at my work that comes in all the time and tells me about chemtrails.
What is that?
You don't know anything about that?
No.
When you see clouds
in the air.
Right. Those clouds aren't necessarily clouds.
No, it's the vapor trail behind a plane.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the government is releasing chemicals into the atmosphere that we breathe in that slow us down.
I've heard of this.
And make us less productive and kill us quicker so that we don't overpopulate.
What the hell would be the incentive of that? To work slower?
The government wants us to get respiratory diseases and whatnot.
Wouldn't it be way, way more in their favor to have us be like the best workers on the planet and produce the best stuff on the planet so we'd have the best country on the planet? Wouldn't that be way better than fucking getting some respiratory disease?
Doesn't the guy realize that the people who run the government... also live in the country.
Yeah, I mean, so they're breathing here. It in as well. Yeah. Just like George W. Bush was the one that planned 9/11.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody's been able to, you know, come out with that.
But that's like saying he'd be in the building. Like George Bush playing the thing and he's in the building.
Oh, no, he was. He was wearing the white hat and, you know, he had he pushed in the little detonator thing and, yeah.
Do they realize that Bush couldn't keep a goddamn thing secret? Like, not even little fucking shit?
Yeah, it's... See, we can't talk about politics. We can't do it.
Well, we're not talking about politics. We're talking about 9/11.
Yeah, we're talking about
how the government planned it.
9/11 conspiracy. Does anyone want to listen to that?
Okay, everybody, go read Popular Mechanics.
Well,
and they got this issue
for
9/11.
Napier, is your mic working?
Yeah.
Try it.
My mic's working. Hey, guys, what's going on?
If I could turn back.
We're just going to keep doing this all day, aren't we?
Well, all right, here's the last thing. This is my last thing I have on my list, and then I'm done.
You bring lists?
I just wrote three things down on a piece of paper because Mike texted me to come over. It's called preparation, Napier. Maybe you should think about doing it sometime.
Yeah,
I
don't
even prep to jerk it. What the fuck are
anyway,
you talking about?
So the Winter Olympics reminded me. The Jamaican bobsled team, which did not qualify, but, you know, that's obviously everyone's favorite bobsled team.
Yeah.
So I met a guy who was in Cool Runnings one time. And it's great because he's the only Jamaican guy I've ever met in my entire life. And I met this Jamaican guy, and he's like, yeah, man, I'm in Cool Runnings. And I'm like, ah, I'm sure you are. You're Jamaican. Like, I'm sure the whole country says they're in Cool Runnings. Ha, ha, ha. And he's like, no, I'm serious, man. I was in Cool Runnings. And I'm like, what are the odds the only Jamaican guy I've ever met is...
Check it out, man. I got John Candy's fucking cell phone number.
So we go get the movie, and we watch it, and he's in it. He's like, it's like he's in the running scene where they're in the track, and they're running, and like a few guys fall down, and
yeah.
That's why they didn't make the team. He's on it. Like, I'll be damned. The only Jamaican I've ever met is in...
How have you only met one Jamaican?
How many Jamaicans have you met?
I don't know, a good fucking handful, along with Nigerians, and I know one dude from Trinidad.
Through what?
Through my job.
I guess I'm not diverse.
I just know you guys. I don't...
I definitely...
How the hell do you not know any foreign people?
I mean, we're not foreign people. I said Jamaicans.
Yeah, well, at the same time, it's not. We don't live in a goddamn bubble. I mean, I know it's St. Louis. We're in the middle of nowhere, but we're not in the damn sticks. People come here and hang out. At least one dude from Trinidad.
Yeah,
he's here.
We are the world.
God damn you!
I can't wait.
We are the children.
Nate, you're prepared to have your life changed. This is gonna be so great.
I haven't gotten over it yet. I know that I talked about it last week, and I was. I'm so angry.
Well, I was so disappointed because I told Mike, I can't wait to watch this. It's so great. And obviously, I was out of town, so I couldn't make the last podcast. But I demanded that we turn it on, we play it, and we just do commentary on it. Plus the fact Napier's never seen it. And it is such a train wreck.
Fucking Seal.
It is such an abortion.
Seal?
No, that's fucking Paul from, Paul.
Randy.
Randy. From, from American Idol.
Are you sure?
One of the judges from American Idol. Yes, I'm sure. Vaughn is in it.
Why is Vince Vaughn? Vaughn does have an album?
The dude is in it. Jeff Bridges. He's just standing there. You'll see.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would they?
Nobody
why
knows.
Would they make this?
Okay, here. I'll give you a little background. Well, I don't know what Mike's doing, but. I'll give you a little background. So, you know, the We Are the World thing was to feed kids in Africa.
Yeah.
And Lionel Richie and Quincy Jones are the producers of it. And over the years, people have always wanted to use this. Like, when something comes up, you know, I don't know, 9/11 or, you know, all these different disasters. Like, we want to use this to raise money. And they've always said, no, like, it's really sacred. It's one of our best things. We're not just going to whore it out for every time someone needs money. So, apparently, for Haiti, they say... You know what? It's time. It's time to bring it back. These people need our help. And they create this abortion of a music video. They did 10 times worse. Wait, never mind. I thought you paused the whole time I was talking. I was like, wow, did I have to redo all this? Never mind. So, they're holding out for 25 fucking years for this. And this is what they come up with after 25 years. Is people are going to be able to hear this, Mike?
No.
Why not?
Maybe I'll pipe it in later. I don't know. I don't really know how we could do this.
Well, it's okay.
Why don't you just, wait for it.
What are you talking about?
Put it in.
25 years ago, we recorded We Are the World.
Oh, Lionel.
Now it's time to help him.
So please download to donate.
I think people will be able to hear this. It's loud enough.
All right, so I think we got this figured out. Oh, we're talking.
Isn't Lionel Richie's daughter like the friend of that whore?
Yes.
You ready?
Hit it. Make it full screen.
Hi, I'm Jamie Foxx. 25 years ago, Quincy Jones gathered an amazing group of artists and musicians to create
it looks like
We
working.
Are the World.
Written by 25 Michael years Jackson, ago, Quincy Ryan Jones made a song
I'm so
that we're about to destroy. To
yeah, we're just going to bend it over and rape it.
And 25 years ago, they made this song to
so
help little African kids.
Of all of the celebrities that you can get to... You know, read the opening thing. We get Jamie Foxx. I mean, you know.
Apparently, he can read the best.
As artists, we hope that you
I think Bill Simmons
in this
summed it up the best and said, "Wait, SNL 25.
As we ask
serious
you to
question.
Please do more."
Or SNL, I already ruined it. We're the World 25. SNL skit
and give anything.
Like it's like a total like Saturday Night Live skit. Like that's how bad it is.
Well, they've SNL's done that like three or four times.
But this is serious.
Thank you so much.
Are you sure it's serious? Doesn't look serious.
Yeah, well, it's for Haiti.
It's serious.
They wouldn't play a joke on Haiti, would they?
I don't know. I mean, the shitbag country. I mean, it's going to be a shitbag country after the song.
All right, Napier. Now, the game that I want to play with you is tell me when you recognize something. I mean, all the iconic people from the first one. You recognize just about all of them.
Well, hey, there's that little black kid.
Yeah, there's a little black kid.
There comes a time.
Look at this little prick.
When we hit a certain call.
I love
what the fuck?
This is what you're leading off with?
Yeah, yeah, that's the start.
Is that sister?
Sister.
Oh, I can't tell. You got that.
That's the fat chick that didn't win American Idol.
No idea who that is.
I don't know. No clue.
She looks like a dyke.
And you know what?
No idea this is.
That's that Groban guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But it, no, like.
Okay, wait.
Keep going.
No, pause.
Well,
I didn't talk about this.
Tony Bennett, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That black guy. That's Mary J. Blige. Yeah, we know.
Oh
her.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed is nobody really gets like a full line.
No,
some of them, but most of them got like at least a full line. They divided up everybody.
Oh, that's smart.
Okay, see if you can hear Janet Jackson mixed in here.
Okay, you got to pause it.
I didn't hear her at all. It was a duet with her and Michael Jackson. I didn't even hear her.
And obviously, she wasn't there. That's what annoys me the most out of this. Like,
well, he wasn't there either.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he can't be. So it's this thing where her brother is like super known for and is super takes pride in or whatever. She can't even fucking show up. Barbara Streisand and fucking Justin Bieber can show up, and Janet Jackson can't show up and sway back and forth with Vince Vaughn. I mean,
what is a Justin Bieber?
Ugh, annoying,
I mean,
little kid.
No, he
in
was 10 years,
was on Kids Bop, wasn't he?
In 10 years, are we going to even know who Justin Bieber is?
Like,
will he be like, ugh?
Anyway, continue. Barbara Streisand, by the way. First of all, Tony Bennett, Barbara
Streisand.
Hey,
they got the guy from Twisted Sister to be here. Look, there he is.
But yeah, really? That's what they're getting, like, who are you trying to hit here? It's so dumb. You're going Justin Bieber and you're going Barbara Streisand. Everyone between the ages of 13 and 45 now, you've completely cut off.
But here's the thing. Up to this point, they've been faithful to the original. They have shitty singers. They have, irrelevant people involved.
Yeah.
But they're being faithful to the original. It gets worse.
Oh,
you ready,
Nate?
I guess Lionel Richie doesn't have the pull he used to.
Well, I mean, he's not dancing on the ceiling anymore.
No.
The choice we're making.
Okay, from the Barbra Streisand. Kind of a big deal. I mean,
I mean, 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, she's a name. When you say Barbra Streisand, people know who you're talking about. Most of these people, I don't know who they are.
Those are all little black kids.
Oh, my God.
Patriots championship shirt on, by the way.
There's the new Britney Spears. A couple years, we're going to see her.
How long has it been relevant?
I don't know.
You have some scare buzz in.
Oh, okay.
Who the fuck are those people he's with, too? There's like four people on that line.
I don't know. You want to go back and see if we recognize anyone? Guy in flannel shirt, random bald guy, black woman.
I know one on that line.
Is that Moby?
It's not Moby.
I just see lanky bald guy and think it's Moby.
I know
That's not Moby.
There's five people in a row, and the only one I know is Enrique Iglesias.
And you know what?
But they're not.
Every time you hear Enrique Iglesias, it doesn't matter what he's singing about. It sounds like he wants to fuck.
It's always this kid. This is what our phone is.
They need a helping hand.
Was that Seal? I saw Seal. This motherfucker.
We are the children.
Oh, when he spoke a different language.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
There's a choice we're making.
Yep, I can actually see
it. We're saving
the
world.
Hey, who the fuck was that guy? Are we supposed to not notice that nobody knows who the fuck that guy is? I mean, me and you know shit about pop culture. I mean, we're pretty up on it. I have no idea who that fucking guy was.
For anyone who's trying to watch,
no
it, it's like the black guy.
These people are.
Well, I've been able to. You listen to video game music.
Oh, yeah, I know. I like that music.
What a Nightmare's video game music. Like, Asian Chicks is on here, like...
We
are the children.
Number of teeth and tentacles.
But does that make more or less sense than what's actually happening? I'm not sure.
Okay. This is awful. They just kind of keep piping Michael Jackson in.
Yeah,
because
now they're like,
try to save it. Usher can sing. He's the old Moonface. Rocket Moonface.
Was that Celine?
Yeah.
Yeah, my anus just clenched.
She has a penis. I'm telling you, she has a penis.
Oh, now it gets good.
Who's that bitch?
Is that Captain Zeta Jones?
You gotta, be ready on the pause button.
T-Mobile.
Who's that homo?
No idea.
Who was that fucking guy?
That's from American Idol, really.
He sounded like his balls just dropped. That has to be a joke.
You gotta pause it with a big group chat so we can. We gotta keep it.
Was that one of the Deal or No Deal girls there?
Who's that black lady in front?
That's the guy from Black Eyed Peas, but he's a rapper, so what is
Isn't
he doing?
His name like Will.i.am?
Will.i.am.
Okay, the story about this dude, he has a charity in Haiti, like he had it before.
No, that's Wyclef.
Oh, Wyclef?
And he's from Haiti.
Oh! Yeah.
But that's the only reason he's on this song, because otherwise they'd be like, come on, dude, you sound like a dying chicken.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, be ready for like a big...
Akon.
Who's this little Mexican dude? Looks like John Stamos.
Yeah, the Mexican John Stamos. Randy, who was the bassist for the fill-in bassist for Journey.
Yeah. So that qualifies him to be on this.
Yeah. Random black woman with the guy that looks like Moby again.
Are you sure it's not Moby? That might be Moby.
All right, wait, hold on.
Oh, did I miss it?
That was a great one.
Oh,
okay.
I think I saw Kanye West. Keep going.
No. Okay. Brian Wilson from the fucking Beach Boys.
Okay.
Busta Rhymes is standing next to Busta Rhymes. How much money would you give?
Is this guy the janitor? Who's this fucking guy?
I think he's one of the guys from the Beach Boys too. But how much money would you give to be like a fly on the wall, like right there, to watch Brian Wilson and Busta Rhymes?
Busta Rhymes!
Okay.
Oh, if only old Dirk Bastard.
Busta Rhymes, we own the world.
Mine wasn't. Is this my spot? Excuse me, sir. Is this my spot? And Busta was like, who the fuck is this? Okay, now we got some Jonas Brothers.
Excuse me, Coolio.
Isn't this the guy from Heroes? That's a serious question. Isn't this the guy from Heroes?
I have no idea. Who's that bitch next to him?
No idea. Jonas Brothers. I know poop. That's Robert Thicke's son.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Didn't the Jonas Brothers...
Oh, look at all these fucking guys. This is a good one.
Wow. I don't recognize one person in that big group.
I really don't. That's amazing.
Is this good radio?
I think it's hilarious. Okay. People probably won't be able to follow on, but yeah. I don't care. This is hilarious.
Oh, the lanky guy is singing now. That has to be Moby.
Okay, this is terrible, too.
Oh, an auto-tuner. Really?
Yeah, auto-tuner.
An auto-tuner.
Be the last thing you auto-tune.
Carlos Santana. pretending to play a guitar in a song without guitars. Is that Akon?
Of course it's Akon. Don't you hear the auto-tuner?
It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me.
Come on now, let me hear you.
Find another one.
Oh, God. Speaking of
T-Pain.
Jeff Bridges. Fucking Bridges.
Jeff Bridges played a musician in a movie recently, so let's put him in We Are the World.
Let's give some people headphones for no reason. That way we can get action.
Okay, oh, okay, yes, here we go, yes.
Fucking bullshit! This dude played Ray Charles in a movie 6 fucking years ago. And we still gotta see him do his Ray... He didn't even sing in the movie!
And, no, here, wait. Here's the best part. It's the best part. Watch the shit-eating grin on his face.
And he does a little head bobby thing.
He thinks I'm on here twice as two different people.
He thinks he's really, really cool.
I
just want to punch him right in the head.
Oh, God. Oh, this is terrible, too.
LL Cool J?
Yes. Okay. I like rap, and I don't fucking know how people are on the rap section.
And they're all rapping at the same thing at the same time.
Was that Snoop?
No, that was Snoop. Yeah. Oh, God, this is such an abortion.
Oh, so bad. But to do some facts, no fucking idea it is. I honestly think it's like... I think it's probably like Snoop Dogg's posse, and he's like, yo, my boys, what's going on, too? And they're like, give him headphones, fuck him.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
They're not even singing. Why are they there?
They're like, can you lip sync and sway left to right?
Oh, Jesus Christ, somebody needs to punch him down the face. Busta Rhymes, this is Celine Dion.
Justin Bieber, this is...
Yeah.
Here's Snoop Dogg. No idea who it is. Yes, Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
Kanye.
I'm gonna let you finish! I'm gonna let you finish!
The Band-Aid was one of the best telethons of all time!
No water, wish you would live. Forever find a lover, watch
him multiply. Feeling like the world's end.
Oh,
here's another,
oh,
here's
snap, dog.
It's the chick from the Pussycat Dolls right there.
Like, how the fuck do you know who was in the Pussycat Dolls?
Okay. Is she a Pussycat doll?
Yeah, but she's like one of the breakout stars.
I've never noticed her, like,
she
wearing...
solo stuff, but can you imagine being the other Pussycat Dolls and be like, yeah... Our invites must get lost in the mail.
Yeah.
When, you know, fucking...
She looked weird wearing clothes, though. Like, she usually she's wearing, like, a little fuck-me outfit and stuff. She, like, had a jacket.
Well, this is a serious, you know, thing. Why couldn't you have been in Haiti when the earthquake hit? That's my question.
You think
let it go. Let it run.
You think he's still waiting for Lauryn Hill to call?
Oh, maybe that is it.
Yeah, that's it.
Ugh.
You know what? If my girlfriend was pregnant with this, I'd punch her in the fucking stomach till she miscarried.
I would push her down a flight of stairs.
And then kick her in the stomach.
Oh, Lionel, what have you done? Everybody.
You know,
you son of a bitch.
Keep in mind, you fucking asshole, that this can never be undone.
Yeah.
What you did is forever. You son of a bitch.
It's so awful.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for raping something I remembered as a child.
Well, that's so great. Napier, I'm glad I got that out of my system.
You missed it for a while, but now you saw it. So now you can be, you know, satisfied that...
Yeah,
I don't think Napier gets it, though, because he's not, like, a big, like, music guy.
No, but I can tell shit. I don't know what... I don't know the difference between art
and
shit.
Still alive!
I can smell what shit is.
No, obviously, no matter, you know...
I'm not a fucking art critic, okay?
Literally, a kid born today would be, like, tomorrow he'd be like... Fuck, We Are the World 25 so bad. I was born yesterday. It's fucking terrible. I understand that.
A baby comes out of the womb. He pops out and goes, oh, man.
God.
That fucking We Are the World is really awful.
I remember when I was a sperm in my dad's testicle sack, and as I shot out of his fucking balloon into my mom's asshole and then crept down into her puss sack and then eventually became a baby while they were watching this song, I hated it.
Wait, Napier, you're talking, and It doesn't look like your microphone's working.
See, yes, I'm talking. Look at it. Look, it's fucking going. It is going.
No,
look,
you gotta test it.
God damn you.
Go ahead.
No, you start.
Mm-hmm. If I could turn...
Where's the share? Here's my thing. Here's another thing, too. Like, okay, if I'm, like, a legit artist, like, I don't even know in there who's even legit. I mean, Kanye, I guess. I don't know. Somebody who's actually decent.
Yeah,
and you're
Kanye.
Sitting in that big crowd, and you're, like, looking...
Of all the people in that, Kanye West is the one that
the gay fish
accepted as legitimate.
Well, someone who's still making relevant music, let's put it that way.
Okay, yeah.
And how many people you could put in that
category? Kanye West and...
Like, Fergie, maybe? I don't know.
No, not really.
Like
shit that will matter.
I really hate Jason Mraz, but maybe him. Like
he wasn't in there, was
he? Yeah,
he was.
Hell yeah, he was.
Where was he?
He was in there.
I didn't see him.
He was in there a lot.
You're a liar.
Bullshit.
Where was he?
He was in the crowd.
We are the world.
Yeah, exactly. So you're Jason Mraz. Do you like look around? Like you look to your left and like Vince Vaughn, Jeff Bridges. You look to your right and like Justin Bieber and Snoop Dogg's posse. Are you like, I gotta get the fuck out of here? You're like, you think, hey, my agent. Ooh, my phone just called. My phone just rang. Ooh, grandma?
Hey.
Oh, she's dead? I gotta run, guys.
Oh,
I'm out of here.
Yeah, wow.
I'd really love to do the Haiti thing, but I really gotta go.
Ooh.
My grandma got the train run over by a bunch of dudes.
I'll download the song on iTunes. iTunes. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Love to help out, but...
Busta Rhymes is going to be in the crowd singing next to the Beach
Boys.
Well,
here's the other... Like, I just want to be a fly on the wall during the entire, like, process of people showing up. Because wouldn't it be great if, you know, you're Tony Bennett. And you walk in and you're like, all right, I'm going to do this. And you're like, hey, Vince Vaughn. Good to see you, man. What are you doing here, man? You here to lend support? Oh, no, I'm going to be in the chorus. I'm going to be singing. Oh, really?
I'm on here because I spent my entire life in a music industry and I sold thousands of albums, but you were in that one movie about Santa Claus and you beat the shit out of some dude. Awesome.
Oh, Jamie Foxx, hey, why are you here?
Well, I'm gonna do my Ray Charles impression.
Oh, we're doing impressions.
Oh,
I'm going to do my impression of Tony Bennett, because I fucking am Tony Bennett. Wow.
I'm going to do my impression of a successful musician. You do the same thing, except for your Ray Charles now.
Well,
go.
Okay, again, not to bring it back to Jason Mraz, but... So Jason Mraz is in there, and clearly,
I didn't see Jason Mraz. I think you're full of shit.
He didn't have his own part, right? He didn't have his own part.
No.
So, can you imagine...
Jamie Foxx had two parts, though.
Exactly. Can you be like... All right, guys, where's, what part am I doing? I'm like, oh, yeah. We just got you in the chorus.
Bitch, I won a Grammy!
Yeah, next to Jeff Bridges, you're going to be standing next to Jeff Bridges, not actually going to be doing the singing. Like,
yeah, no, we're
and
not
then Jay Fox is like, I got two parts. Like, you think instead of doing the Ray Charles impression, you think I, Grammy winner, could you think I could do a part?
Yeah. Like, hey, guys, you know, I've had a couple of hit albums. I've had several, big songs. I won a Grammy. Maybe I could do the opening part with Lionel Richie did. You know, that'd be awesome. No, actually, we got this guy.
We've got a 12-year-old that...
Yeah, chicks dig him.
The tween girls like...
Yeah, they get their jinies all wet for him.
Hey, you may have won a Grammy, but he trends on Twitter just about every day.
Yeah, so we're gonna.
He's gonna lend. He's gonna lend our little song some credence that we desperately need.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got the Beach Boys out there, sure, but I got Will I Am ready to do a rap with LL Cool J,
and they're gonna both be in auto-tune. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, here's my other thing too. I could talk about this for hours.
Hey guys, I'm Jason Mraz. I can sing. It'll be cool. I'll do the Bob Dylan part. I could do that. Well, no, actually, Lil Wayne is gonna auto-tune the Bob Dylan part.
Don't we have a rap part where all the rappers get together and do
But Lil Wayne, he's going to jail soon. So he's gonna do the Bob Dylan part, before he goes to jail.
Is he gonna sing an auto-tune? No, he's just gonna talk. He's gonna go, yeah, we're the world, and we're gonna auto-tune that.
Yeah, to make it sound like he's singing, but he's not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, then I assume T-Pain, he's not gonna get on there and do the same thing that Lil Wayne just...
No, that doesn't make sense. No.
Because it
yeah.
would make sense to have three
you
guys...
You have three in right in a row? No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You won't even... I mean, you know, in the video, that's all well and good. You can see it's three different, you know, miscellaneous black guys. But, you know, to put them all together in the actual song, you know, they'll think it's the same guy three times, and that's stupid, right? No.
No, we're going to...
We're going to go with that, actually.
Yeah, so if you could just get next to Jeff Bridges on the stage and stand there and wait for, you know, the part we all sing and swing back and forth, that'd yeah. be great.
Hey, Quincy, buddy. 9/11 just hit. We need to raise money, you know, for the Red Cross to go, you know, help in the relief effort. No, my song's too important for 9/11.
I wouldn't want to taint.
I wouldn't want to taint the memory of the original.
That fucking song had all the goddamn fucking musical qualities of a goddamn Nextel commercial. Where you at, dog? That's all I fucking hear. Where are you at, dog? The whole city is behind us. Jesus Christ.
But it does, it's so much like an SNL skit where, you know, they flip the next thing and it's like Barbra Streisand. And you're like, wait, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Barbra Streisand, really?
Yeah.
And then they cut to the next thing and it's like T-Pain. And you're like,
how
what?
Do they even get the list together about who's invited? I mean, do they just send, like, you know, 1-800 celebrities, like, hey, everybody! We need you to show... I mean, like,
we're
why would
show
Jeff
up
Bridges...
On Tuesday.
Where would Jeff Bridges even find out that they're doing We Are the World and, like, find the location?
God.
I mean, do they call, you know, the Jews that run Hollywood, and they're like, hey, Jews, we need musicians. They're like, well, we don't have musicians, but we do have guys who played musicians in a movie once.
I think they just...
And we've got Enrique Iglesias. Remember back in like 98, he was pretty big.
Yeah.
He could do a part.
Totally.
Like, fuck. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we got to fill some space.
And we'll put him next to four other people who no one know, but we'll act like they're gonna sing, but then they actually won't.
You'll
have
see
a part
Enrique
at all.
Iglesias in the front and four other dudes, and be like, well, obviously they're all famous. They're standing next to Enrique Iglesias.
They're next to microphones, like they're gonna have a part in the song, but really they're not gonna have a part in the song at all.
Well, they were in the shot.
Yeah, they didn't sing.
They had a part in the video.
Yeah, maybe that's one of the...
But every time Enrique Iglesias sings, it sounds like he's, like, in the midst of, like, getting a blowjob or something. He's like, oh, we are the world!
Jesus.
Napier!
Fiddle with my dingers.
Fiddle with my dingers.
All right, here's number one guy I'm shocked is that was not on there. Number one guy, John Mayer. Tell me he would have been... Right at home, right in the middle of that shitstorm.
All the women there, he had probably already fucked, and that's he would have felt awkward.
you could tell that
be
that
like,
was rushed.
You all are the world, and that I fucked most of you.
It was missing a Simpson sister, probably, too. It seems like they could have gotten one of these Simpson sisters.
Yeah, Jessica couldn't have fit on the bleachers.
No, you just grease up them thighs real good.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
I'm so glad I got that out of my system. I've been holding that in for like weeks after I saw that.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mike, on the podcast, I swear to God, we have to go over this. I'm going to lose my mind.
It was really bad.
I feel good. I feel like I can sleep well tonight.
Should we comment about USA hockey before this is over?
I don't know. It was a good game.
It was a good game.
It was a real good game.
Yeah, but yeah. We lost.
Yeah.
So no matter how good of a game it was, it would have been a better game had we won.
Yeah,
sure, yeah,
but we weren't expected to, you know, it's one of those weird things where you did way better than anyone thought you would do.
Yeah, but then you still failed. That's like you're trying really hard.
Medal?
Yeah, okay. They got, you know, the first place loser medal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, then what did Finland do?
Finland got second place loser.
Well, they didn't get a medal at all. It's like, well, we're better than you. So we're the second best team in the world, like... That's not bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, America doesn't give a shit about hockey. And Canada did, and they
did.
Did
you say it was the third?
Third? Yes, it was the third highest-rated sporting event of the year. It went Super Bowl, BCS Championship game, and then that. So, I don't know how long it's been since hockey has been the third highest-rated thing, sports thing. It's usually, like, the top 10 are football games.
Yeah.
So
the top 10 are all football games.
What I don't understand is... Hockey used to be big, and then they
stopped.
If
You could just tell that was the exact moment where everybody who was listening to that song just said, this is bullshit. This is all stupid and shit.
Mike, what do we have to do to get auto-tune on here? If we can, like, next time, can we get an auto-tune program?
We have an auto-tune program.
Oh, do you?
Well, hey, you want to do something in auto-tune
right
now?
No, it's okay. I just thought it'd be funny if every once in a while I could bust into my, like, Lil Wayne. You know, that'd be really funny.
What did we learn today?
Ugh.
Ultimately.
I'm not sure I learned anything. I probably got dumber in the process, but it was fun.
So you really wouldn't tell your parents that?
I mean, eventually. I don't know, like...
Me and my mom listened to this program back when I talked about my little sister. I know I should have observed.
Yeah.
Oh, Napier!
What?
You can't say my...
I know I should have observed this little...
I know, I can say
now
it.
Now I gotta go back and edit that!
No, you don't. I can say it, I just can't, you know...
Talk about it?
I can talk about the incident. I can refer to the incident that
happened.
Does
that mean happened. I can play the songs?
No, you cannot.
Why not?
Because that's talking about...
Her. No,
you can't say that, because... I can refer
purple
to
rain,
the
purple rain. Purple rain.
No. I can refer to the incident, but I can't refer to her specifically. I can refer to the incident about.
So you can say when you were talking about her, but you can't actually talk about her.
I can't personalize it.
What if we go back and take out and just say blah blah blah.
Well, I think she listens to this. God damn it, don't play that. You know she's going to call me up and she is going to yell at me.
Vagina.
What the hell is
wrong? Where was Prince in We Are the World 3-5?
Vagina.
You know, most of the people from that last We Are the World are still alive.
Oh,
yeah, a lot of them.
And you know what? If they'd all just come back and done it again, it would be way better.
Yeah.
Vagina.
And then the ones who are dead, they could have just, you know, played it without their permission anyway. Like they did. When, yeah.
So I can't play any of these?
God damn it, quit playing them.
Vagina.
Why the hell are you playing that?
Because you brought it up.
No, I brought up the incident. I didn't bring up...
I want to hear the Sex on Fire one. I've never heard that one.
Yeah? Oh, how much trouble are we going to get in?
A lot, right? Well, I don't think she listens to it anymore.
Oh, she's done.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe. God damn you.
That's a good one.
Oh, guess what I found out? Oh, god damn it.
Don't mention history of search. Don't mention
her bad rear engine, her dad.
Why do you still have these?
Stop, children. What's that smell? It's your sister against the vagina.
They're really funny. It's a damn shame of it.
Okay, no more.
Why don't you...
No more.
Can't we just, like, reenact Pants on the Ground?
No, we won't play anymore.
Wait. God
damn it. Why are you getting me in trouble?
Her Jiner.
Okay.
And I'll just leave the other part.
Okay.
Oh, so guess then you won't get in trouble. We're talking about somebody else's vagina. Whose vagina are we talking about? Meg Ryan's vagina.
Clayton's.
Meg Ryan's vagina.
No, I like Clayton's vagina.
Clayton's working in the dildo factory. He doesn't have time to have a vagina.
Yeah, that's true. He can't be popping
Barbara
out.
Barbara Streisand.
That's kind of an old vagina. I like Meg Ryan's vagina better.
All right, they're settled.
Barbara Streisand's vagina?
I mean, I don't know.
Can you imagine what that looks like?
I would not like to, thank you.
It's so angry.
Picture an old, like, clam that you left out in the sun for about a week, and then you put salt and pepper all over the sides.
Napier, I can't tell. Is your microphone working?
God damn you. Oh, guess. Can you see? Yes, I can, you son of a bitch.
Wait, hold on.
If I could find a way. Oh, guess who listens to this program?
Okay,
apparently my girlfriend. She said she listened to every single one. No.
Good. I mean, we haven't gone down that road yet.
Yeah, you said some pretty...
I haven't said anything. So?
You don't think you can get to that?
Do you think you think this is the place where I come to release that?
Laura,
I talk about that constantly.
Sarah does.
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah. But that's just because she's afraid we're going to talk about her monster thing.
Probably.
Yeah.
So why doesn't Laura listen to this?
She's probably afraid to.
Why?
You don't ever talk about her. It's fine.
Are you afraid?
She learns all kinds of interesting things about me.
What does she have to learn about you? Haven't you guys been dating for like half a decade? Yeah.
Most
so, yeah, didn't you leave a poop in the toilet last week? And she had to flush her own poop?
Yeah.
Who are you calling now?
Yeah, so, let me ask you a question. What secrets do you hold?
I don't.
I want to know who's calling.
She listens to my bullshit enough.
Apparently not, because she doesn't know what's coming.
I guess not.
No.
I think that's.
I farted one time during sex.
How'd that go over?
Kind of just kept going.
I'm not shocked by that for one second.
Thank you. There's another time I was dating the girl who wanted to make the forest of penises.
Did we talk about that? We've
talked about that.
No,
yeah.
We did or not.
Yeah, that girl. We were having sex once and she farted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it like a pussy fart? Or like
no. It was an ass fart, and I was grabbing her butt, and I like felt the breeze.
Oh, man!
I just kept going like nothing happened. I didn't care.
Oh.
She could have shat right there.
I guess you could. That could go one of two ways. You could just ignore it, or you could, say, "Hey."
Hey.
You just farted there, didn't you?
So we're gonna take a break for a sec while I forget that just happened.
I could have just put my finger in her butt while we're doing it.
Just plug it up.
Yeah.
Busta
Rhymes. Busta. Who the hell are you, old man?
I really wish Old Dirty Bastard was still alive so we could see Old Dirty Bastard in there, too.
Oh, he would have been right in the middle of the whole thing.
Yeah, he would have.
That would have been great. Oh, man. I love that.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like your microphone's working.
Hang on, let me... Oh.
Actually, it doesn't look like my microphone's working. Look.
I think you might be right.
Oh no! Somebody, you lost your mojo.
Yeah, that's probably me on you guys' mic.
Well,
yeah,
that might be time to call it then, kids.
All right,
it's been fun.
It's been fun. See you in hell, faggot.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.